Welcome to the Streamlined Podcaster, a podcast that shows you how to put the right systems in place so you can stop spinning your wheels, focus on making great content, and see your show grow. Because there's nothing worse than putting a ton of effort into your show to see very few benefits and even fewer downloads. My name's Joe Casabona, and I know you're strapped for time, so let's get into it. One of the biggest questions I get from just my audience and podcast coaching clients is where should they host their podcast? And there are a lot of services out there. Full disclosure, I am the evangelist for RSS.com, and so I make content for them. And generally, it's not really something I talk about on the show, right? I don't want to bias or color anybody's opinion. I do have a tools page over at streamlinedpodcaster.com/tools where I recommend several, including RSS.com. I try to make those recommendations based on feature needs. So, you know, if RSS.com just doesn't have a feature that the podcaster needs, I'll recommend some other host. But today I want to talk about something really exciting that RSS.com has released, that we've released at RSS.com, and that is the free local and niche podcast plan. Free local and niche. And so in the past, I've told people to not use Spotify for creators, Spotify for podcasters, Anchor, whatever name it was at any given time. And that's because I tell people that if there is a totally free service, then you are the product, right? With Facebook, you don't pay for Facebook. Facebook makes money off of your data and gathering information about you that they can then serve to advertisers or sell to third parties. Spotify, you know, this is unsubstantiated. I don't know this for sure, but Spotify definitely operates the same way in the advertising space. I don't know if they sell people's data. I generally assume that big companies that give stuff away for free do. Spotify does sell ads. And the name of their game is content. And what they don't have to do with free podcasts on their platform is pay those podcasters a royalty. So it's beneficial for Spotify for creators to have free hosting because they get content that is essentially free to them that they can then sell ads to and then just give you a cut of. Anyway, all of this is to say that up until recently, like today, basically, free plans for podcast hosting have been insufficient. Spotify for creators does not have the creator in mind, and every other free podcast hosting plan I've seen has fallen short by putting limits on the number of hours you can upload or the number of days a episode stays on a free feed or the size of the files that you can upload. But RSS.com, and again, I know I gave the disclosure in the beginning, but I get paid by RSS.com. RSS.com has launched their free local and niche plan. What makes this free plan different is that, first of all, it is not limited by anything like the number of episodes or the amount of hours you upload. It's strictly limited by features, which is, I think, how most services should work. You pay more money to get more stuff. And if you are offering a free plan that is not billed as a free trial, then it shouldn't be handicapped by stuff like that. So the local and niche plan, the free local and niche plan, has unlimited episodes, unlimited audio. You get the embeddable podcast player, a website, episode scheduling, promotional tools, analytics for up to 90 days. That's one of the limits, right? I think that's a perfectly reasonable limit. If data and analytics are really important to you, then it is reasonably something that you should pay for. And what you get on the paid plans, right, are things like the paid ads, right? Programmatic ads inserted dynamically, the ability to use Apple Podcast subscriptions, converting your audio to video for YouTube videos, show collaborators, and other power-ups. So that's what you get when you upgrade to a paid plan. And then there's also the Podcast Networks plan, which for less than $20 a month gives you unlimited podcasts, unlimited team members, and analytics for up to 365 days. I should say the all-in-one podcasting plan gives you analytics up to 180 days. So you can kind of see advanced analytics. Advanced analytics, gives you location, time trends, and things like that. So you can see like what your downloads look like over a certain amount of time. But the advanced analytics, again, I think is something worth paying for. So, and then the other side of this, right, which is like a service that's completely free is probably using you, right? RSS.com has a business model. Just like you can use Notion for free and then pay for extra stuff, RSS.com's paid plans give you more stuff. Spotify for creators doesn't have a paid upgrade path, and they actively get people who aren't hosting them with them to move to them for free. So they're definitely playing on you don't want to pay for podcasting, right? So I love that RSS.com has launched this plan. It makes podcasting more truly accessible to as many people as possible. We're calling it the free, local, and niche plan because, local journalists or small audience podcasters who just want to get their message out there shouldn't have to pay a bunch of money a year for it. And so we've enabled that at RSS.com, which I love. The other thing I'll say is I've been seeing other services start to wade into podcast hosting. So like Kit, formerly ConvertKit, put out a survey asking about, where do you host your podcast and would you use hosting if we offered it? I will be very disappointed if Kit decides to start hosting podcasts. I am big on a do one thing well mentality, and there are a lot of things that Kit can improve before they wade into the very difficult business of hosting podcasts. It's not just about throwing audio up there and having an RSS feed. It's about being reliable and offering a number of services, right? Otherwise, if that was the case, I would just put all my podcasts episodes on AWS, right? If I just need a place to host MP3 files, right? And so like I fear that podcast hosting would be an incredible distraction for kit.com. And I'm this isn't hyperbole. If they start to do that, then I'm going to look elsewhere for an email service provider that's truly focused on email. But I've also noticed like Riverside rolled out podcast hosting. I love Riverside. I think that they are the best remote recording tool. It makes a little bit more sense for them to possibly try their hand at podcast hosting, but my early experience is poor. They are missing some core features like the ability to replace audio and video for scheduled posts. There's no website. It's kind of hard to find the RSS feed. It's not really podcast hosting. They're billing it as a way to publish to three places: Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. And that's great because publishing to those three places is hard, but you know, I'm not seeing, I haven't seen anything that makes me think Riverside is worth recommending. Even if there are workflow gains by not having to publish in three separate places. And I have a lot of opinions about podcast hosting. The reason I work for RSS.com in the first place, right? Or I do work for RSS.com in the first place, is because I think they offer a really great product with a lot of great features, and they care about the podcaster's experience. And so all of this is to say that if you haven't launched your podcast yet because it's been cost prohibitive or you're worried about the long-term investment, I would encourage you to check out the free local and niche podcast plan. It gives you so much more than any other free plan out there. And it gives you a clear upgrade path when you are ready to start paying for podcast hosting, which I strongly think you should do, right? If you are building a business or making your podcast part of your business, I talked about this in the hobbies episode. Invest in your hobby. But also, if you are making your podcast a business or part of your business, invest in that as well. The free local and niche plan allows you to invest those funds elsewhere, like in a VA or maybe in an editor. But this makes it easier to get started. And I think that when you're ready, you can do the upgrade path and you'll be in a much better position because you won't have to change hosts or migrate anywhere or feel like you got spurned or screwed by Spotify for creators because they've changed the way they measure things or they did things in the interests of themselves and advertisers. You know, the podcast hosting companies that charge for hosting, their customers, their business relies on their customers. Advertisers are not their customers. Their board is not their customers. We are their customers. And that's a good thing. So anyway, check out, it's over, you know, I'll have a link in the show notes. This show is hosted by RSS.com. So, you know, you can head over to josie.pro/RSS. That's my affiliate link. Or not. Just go to RSS.com/pricing. If you want to see the free and local plan, check it out. I'm really, you know, nobody asked me to do this episode. I just think it's, in the grand scheme of how I approach podcasting and podcast workflows and things like that, and what people ask me about, hosting is a consideration that everyone needs to make. And this offers a really great opportunity for people to launch their podcast with a little bit less stress. So it lowers the risk of starting a podcast, which is a great thing. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Let me know what you think over at streamlinedfeedback.com. Thanks so much for listening. Are you going to try the free and free local and niche plan? Let me know that too. I really appreciate you. And until next time, I hope you find some space in your week.